Okay.
Specializes ADUs, right?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, just, okay.
Oh,
just different places all over. Yeah, including the newspaper, too, because
yeah.
I saw that you guys were really helpful in getting the zone code rewrite. And I saw, I wrote about that. I thought that was pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
I had a question.
Yeah.
So, a lot of the ADUs, okay, so. ADUs are meant to help with like homelessness problem, right?
So an accessory dwelling unit can be used really for like any family needs that exist. A lot of folks that we're working with right now, they're building them for like an elderly parent or for their kids to so they can kind of coexist on the same property.
Or additional rentals.
Or rentals,
right?
Yeah.
Right, but some of them are also building for homeless people where they the person who said I don't make enough money, I fill out this form and then I get this ADU, I get to move into this ADU.
Just let you know, we about 2 years ago we went to some listening session that the city had, and
yeah.
And they talked about the pilot project that
okay,
the
right.
One that LEAP won.
Well, my question is my brother pointed some out to me, and it's like they're hugely expensive. These are the ones that are supposed to help with homelessness, yet they're really, really expensive.
I think that's a misnomer, because the ADU is basically a second, like a guest house on somebody's property.
Understood, but I'm talking about the particular use for it. If you had any information on this, if you can answer this question, because everyone that I see where they use the ADU to help with the homelessness,
yeah.
It's like crazy overpriced because, for example, half the homelessness people that are living in their cars and they want to move those people out of the cars, okay? And we can build like a shed for like that will basically a livable shed for like under $10,000, which will like fill the bill. And I'm just wondering why they aren't doing that.
I think the issue in the city of Boise, the tiny house pilot where they were experimenting with the tiny house on wheels.
Yeah.
The issue with that is it got stuck in their legal review, and it's not something that the city, like, code reviewers, the people who approve the building, were able to actually legally approve. So it was almost like the mayor's office had a really cool idea, but they could never get it passed.
It comes down to what I was
saying. So you're talking about the tiny
ownership.
House side of it.
Yeah.
They had a tiny house side where they buy.
There was two
and then and I think it's like 10 ADUs.
Yep.
And if the private homeowners put an ADU in, then it's going to be up to them whether who they rent it to and how much they rent it for. Because it comes to property rights, right? And so when it comes down to affordability, right, it's going to come down to.
Yeah, because I remember I talked with.
Who owns it? If the city owns it and they're going
to
put a tiny home on it, then
the
city can regulate the cost. A private homeowner isn't housing that same.
Okay, so let me just steel man what you're saying. Is
that
the reason why my shit shed won't work is because the private owner says, no, I don't want that on my property. Is that kind of what you're saying?
I mean, basically, right? A homeowner has their home and they want to build a guest house on it or a tiny home or whatever.
That's the expense is because the homeowner wants their they don't want it ugly, they want the amount of prettiness to enhance the value of their property.
All the time.
Okay, so that is okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's a huge, but then there's also
that makes sense.
Yeah, right. But then there's, you know, there are people who are more altruistic, philanthropic people who have, like, may have the resources and may have. Because I mean, we have clients that have, you know, that are all about housing homeless people.
Yeah.
So they'll bring them in, and it'll be a transitional thing. But that's the one-off. That's,
okay,
you know,
well,
that's
your
whoever
card,
has
I'm not
the
sure
resources
the
and the ability
I
to do
can
that.
Send you an email.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of people that do this and they pay for it and add it.
They're
doing it because they need help.
They
have
a factory.
And that
gives
additional income.
Yeah.
And so, and for the city's project to work, the city has to have property, right? That the city can put those homes on.
Yeah.
And have resources to help people transition.
And they don't have that.
More than two.
They don't have the infrastructure. They don't have the infrastructure and the resources to help people transition from homelessness. Give them the help to, like, get jobs and to be self-sustaining.
I forget what they go by another
tiny home community where
and
people
I may have the name
who are barely making it are staying there.
But I tell you
because
what, I will send you an email with the
grow and
I understand. Okay.
Okay, well, one thing, as far as that, we won't make good customers because my brother and I are, when it comes to DIY, we're extremists.
So, Richard, I just wanted to make a note with my conversation with her. Your DIY situation solution and all your other solutions really don't address their problem.
Which is?
No property, no infrastructure.
Well,
the city doesn't have property.
No. I already addressed that already.
Okay. Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah. It's, but, well, what it is I'm kind of like, just kind of looking into something just to help with the problem that there. And it's just about, it's basically just presenting people who homeowners, that's the main target, is the homeowner who wants to build an ADU and help homelessness, you know, which there's probably, you know, like what the mayor wanted to do. But, and there's a lot of them who can, because I know HOAs don't like them, but it was a kind of a package where right now the reason why they don't do it is because from what I saw, ADUs are very expensive to build and so this is a package is called Minimum Viable Homes.
Yeah.
And it's where the as far as the labor costs, it's all DIY because I would actually build my own while producing training film on how to do everything. And you can't do everything, but there's a lot that the DIY person can do to lower the cost.
Do you think that would actually be useful? And would people buy into that?
I've already talked with, I think her name is Van Zandt. Kara Van Zandt. She's with the Hacking for Home Builder, and there was a couple of them. Okay, so what they had, I don't know if you're familiar with what they did this last year, but before individuals could enter the contest, but this last year it was only meant for students.
Oh.
Yeah, they limited students, and they had, and what it is they listed out problems to solve, and so the idea is a group, whether it be it students or an entity, business entity, do it. They had 15 problems, but it's just only a few of them got taken.
Yeah.
And so the ones I was look at the ones out. So I asked her about, I already contacted people, but somehow.
Basically, home builders for hackers just didn't take off this time around.
Okay. What about, you're an upstream, DIY. Are you able to build a home-built house on your own? And so if you could find a client to buy it, then that's, like, your proof of concept, right?
That's what I have actually for this next summer. We're actually going to have a proof of concept, because one of the things, you know, right now it's just a dream in my head. You know, that's all, nothing beyond maybe just a little bit of, you know, written stuff, but.
Are you looking at doing this in the city of Boise or staying
on his property.
Okay, so that's where I would start with the planning department in the city of Boise.
Yeah.
Start with them on your application.
Yeah, and I've been talking. Well, with the planning department, was one of the problems of the packing for home builders was about modular homes. And I don't know if you're familiar with that, the problem. You saw that already.
What problem are you talking about?
I've worked for a modular builder, so I know the process and how that.
Yeah, it was one of the problems they mentioned, and I think the person.
Which problem are you talking about?
It's the one where they said have some kind of something to make it easier for homeowners to get involved in helping homelessness.
Okay, that is a genuine problem they have.
Because they have the, well, one of them is they was going to build trying to streamline things and make things either faster, easier, and cheaper, like have some like pre-designs, and also just IT streamlining and everything that makes it easier for a person to go in and for people to homeowners to get involved and build those, like what the city wanted to do on the ADU side. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so a person I talked to, probably you talked to Deanna, I imagine. Deanna Dupree.
Yeah, you guys, what's your roommate?
Yeah.
It's not familiar to me.
Yeah, she's actually, she's kind of more involved because on, okay, there was actually,